So, this is what gathering should be. Saints of the gathering, because I'm coming first to worship. Anybody here?
Amen.
I'm coming to worship. I didn't come to sing a couple of songs and then get to my seat and go to sleep. That's not the reason I came. I didn't come for the praise team to sing a couple of songs. Then soon they get. I wonder how long are you gonna preach tonight? Preach till the Holy Ghost says stop.
Amen.
That should be our way we operate. But we got to fool with folks and time.
Yes.
Amen. Y'all know I'm telling the truth.
Go ahead, preach,
Hallelujah. But our gathering should be that we come to worship. Why do we worship? Our hearts. We want to make sure we're in tune for what the Holy Ghost want to say. So there would be some impartation. I just didn't come to church and sit in the building, sit in the pew or seat or whatever, and I just endured some time, and y'all, somebody up there just talking, wasting time. Somebody ought to be speaking that know what the Spirit of God is saying. Can y'all agree?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so if the word is properly handled with the anointing, something ought to be imparted to you tonight.
Yeah. Amen.
It ought to change the way you think. And the way you've been thinking, the way you've been acting, something ought to enter you, say, I see it clearer now than I ever seen it before.
Amen.
I understand my assignment. I understand why I'm here. I understand why I'm coming to church. I didn't come to church just to be a number.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 But I come for an impartation.
Yeah.
I come to receive, so I depart and do. Hallelujah.
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 So how do I get to that place? That's where I've been driving to. How do I get this? First thing to get to this place where you become a member, where you become a partaker of these marvelous truths that we have and that God has brought forth in the earth for his man to operate. The first thing I have to be born into it. That's the first thing. I have to be born into it. Otherwise, I got to be born again. Whew. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
The second thing, once I'm born again, I must be a good student that takes good instruction and become a good follower of what I'm taught from the Word of God. And that's why it's so important that we teach what thus says the Lord and not just teach something that we conjure up and got from somebody else and not the Spirit of God. Didn't Jesus say, I'm sending you another comforter? Did not he say that? That he will do the teaching? And he will use mankind? And he said, didn't he say before he left, he said, how would you know whether they are of God or not? He said, by their fruits you'll know them.
Amen.
Didn't he say that?
Yes, sir.
So if you don't think I'm real, check out my fruits. An apple tree can't produce no plum, y'all. Come on, come on, come on, y'all. Now talk to me. I said, apple tree, you'll never get plum from an apple tree.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so just because somebody say they are rare may not mean squat. Are you sent from God? Did you hear from God? Did God tell you to do what you're doing? Or are you just out there trying to build a reputation for yourself? God don't want his people messed over. Been messed over too long. Hello, somebody. So the first thing to get in this, you got to be born into. Second thing, you got to learn how to follow instruction. He alone is the one. If Jesus is not the one leading us by his Spirit, then we need to close these doors and go home and stop wasting your time and God's time. And so this is what the Proverbs says. Proverbs 24:20. I'm reading this from the Passion. We just don't get justice on this time on the Wednesday night. Are you there? Listen to it. Let's read this. He said, listen carefully. Listen how he start this out. Listen carefully. This is what we have to do so we can make sure we're hearing, hearing what we think we're hearing or hearing what we know we need to hear, and then make sure we understand that we're hearing what's been said. That we heard it said and thought we heard something and heard it said and we wind up thinking it was something else. Now he said, listen carefully. Listen carefully so you can hear it right. Amen. Hello? Amen. He says, what? Listen carefully, my dear child, to everything that I teach you. Everything I teach you. And we have no business allowing people that don't know God trying to teach us. We ought to have enough spiritual insight to say, I'm not following that. I'm not jumping over in there. I'm not following that. It ought to be evidence in your spirit. It ought to be evidence. We ought to have enough spiritual discernment. Listen carefully, my dear child, to everything that I teach you, and pay attention to all that I have to say. Not some of the stuff, what I want to hear. Pay attention to all that I have to say. Keep going. Fill your thoughts. Do what? Fill your thoughts with my words until they penetrate deep into your spirit. Then, as you unwrap my word, they will impart truth. True life, rather, and radiant health into the very core of your being. Hallelujah.
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 Then you'll know how to walk. We'll know how to walk and live healthy. Because we know God's word. Like I said, anyway, I'm just going to do what I got to do. Somewhere I got to find an unhooking point here.